It may seem a paradox that gun manufacturers have suffered during the Trump era. Firearm sales are down across the industry. The combined revenues of Sturm, Ruger & Company, Vista Outdoor, Winchester, Remington, and American Outdoor Brands, formerly known as Smith & Wesson, fell 13% in fiscal 2017. FBI background checks, the metric used as a proxy to track sales, fell 8.4% last year from a record-breaking 2016. It was the largest year-over-year drop this century, and some of the world's largest gun makers have cut back on production and slashed payrolls as a result. The slide has shown no sign of stopping. 2 days before the Parkland shooting, Remington declared it would file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after its 2017 sales took a 30% nosedive. The explanation is simple. In the gun industry, fear is good for the bottom line. Under Barack Obama, gun owners rushed to buy firepower they feared was going to be outlawed. As Trump took office, the U.S. gun market was approaching saturation. Gun owners have what they need, says Robert Evans of Pennington Capital, a Minneapolis investment firm. The stockpiling mentality is over and likely won't change unless you see a new administration or a change in the makeup of Congress. It's therefore not a little ironic that the NRA spent $54 million helping to elect Trump and other gun-friendly Republicans. Had Hillary Clinton won the White House, gun sales would be soaring to new heights, industry analysts say. After all, in 1994, President Bill Clinton oversaw the nation's only ban on assault weapons, which expired in 2004. Polls predicting a second President Clinton drove gun futures into a tizzy. Manufacturers cranked out more firearms than ever in 2016, over 11 million according to data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. The year 2016 was a record year by far, says Lawrence Keene of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a firearms industry trade association. Everybody understood that that level of sales wasn't sustainable. Indeed, the more than 25 million background checks last year was still more than double the total in the years before Obama ran. Much of that inventory backlog is now being sold off at rebate.